Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, this is Joseph with Legal Intake Center. I have a Miss Diamond Monsoon, Monson, last name, first name Diamond, D as in David, IA, M as in Mary, O, N as in Nancy, D as in David. Best phone number is 502-270-7993.
Perfect. Go ahead and complete the transfer and have a good rest of your day.
Thanks so much. And Miss Monsoon, she'll take you from here. Thank you so much, ma'am.
No problem. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hello, this is Diamond.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
Great.
Great to hear. My name is Hannah. We are speaking on a recorded line here. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. But before we go ahead and move forward, I do just want to confirm some basic information with you myself. Are you currently a resident of the US?
Yes.
Best phone number for you, is it 502-270-7993?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And in case we do get disconnected, I will just call you right back on my 949 direct phone number. And I have your first name here as Diamond, as DIAMOND. And last name, is that Monson or Monsoon? Like he said.
Munson.
Monson. Okay. Yeah, because I heard that he said Monson. I'm like, I'm not sure if that's the right pronunciation for it.
Yes, I'm kind of used to it. Everyone think it's two O's there, but it's not.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, I'm not sure. I thought I wanted to confirm with you. Okay, so I have it as Monson, which is Monson. Is that right? Okay,
Yes,
perfect.
ma'am.
You can go ahead and move forward here. And as it pertains to the Depo Provera case, have you already found an attorney, or would this be your first time looking into it?
My first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, perfect. And did you take Depo Provera shots for at least 1 year, having at least four separate injections once every 3 months?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And after taking Depo Provera, were you then diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. We're going to try to see if we are able to help you, okay? What was your diagnosis date? Do you have the exact month, day, and year?
My exact diagnosis date was September 17th, 2023.
2023. Okay, I'll go ahead and put that in. And you said that was September 17th of 2023. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
5/3/98. That's May 3rd, 1998.
Perfect. Okay, May 3rd of 1998. Great. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was affected negatively by Depo Provera, or not to your knowledge?
I'm sorry.
Do you know anyone else that had also taken Depo Provera and was affected, or not to your knowledge?
Oh, no.
Okay, got it. And was it the name brand Depo Provera that you were using?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. When would you say that you started using the Depo Provera?
I started when I was 20, so I know it was March of 2018.
March of 2018. Okay, I'll go ahead and put March 1st of 2018.
Yeah, okay. Early
Okay.
March.
Early March. Okay, got it. March 1st, 2018. When would you say that you stopped taking the Depo shots? Do you have a rough estimate of when that was? Was it close to your diagnosis date?
I stopped taking it like August 14th of 2020.
Okay, got it. So I have a usage start date as March 1st of 2018, end date August 14th of 2020. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, perfect. And for the HIPAA consent forms, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm sorry.
Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Oh, I'm sorry, female.
Thank you so much. Okay, and besides your first and last name, of course, do you also go by a middle initial or middle name, or just first and last?
Just first and last, but
Okay.
I do have a middle one, but just first and last.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, if you just prefer that, no worries at all. And social.
I'm sorry, my social security number?
Yes, please.
246. 847-247-2155.
Okay, I'll read that back to you. I have 246-87-2155. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Shut the door back, please.
Okay, and I have an email here for you already, which is monsondiamond@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And I already have the phone number here for you. And what is the best address for you?
Best address is 2616 West Muhammad Ali. That's Muhammad Ali, Ali. Muhammad Ali Boulevard, Louisville, Kentucky, 40212.
Perfect. And is there a unit number or is that a house?
It will be a house.
Okay, I'll read that back to you. So I have 2616 West Muhammad Ali Boulevard in Louisville, Kentucky, 40212. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any other cancers?
No.
Okay. And who was it that had diagnosed you, the doctor that diagnosed you? Do you remember their name or which hospital you were at?
That would be Dr. Ashley Burgeon.
Okay. And did you see her in Louisville as well?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Oh. Okay. So I have Ashley Bergen. And did she also treat you for the meningioma? Or was that that's a different doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And what's that doctor's name?
The doctor who treated me is Dr. Brown. His first name is Martin, Dr. Martin Brown.
Okay, got it. In Louisville as well?
Correct.
Okay, the neurologist. Perfect. I found him. Okay, great. Okay, and next thing here is who had actually prescribed you the depot shots? Was that Dr. Ashley or was that another doctor? Like another clinic?
No, that was my family physician, Dr. Mattingly.
Okay. You said that was Dr. Mattingly?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And which clinic did you see her at?
Ashley.
Dr. Maddie?
Oh, at the University of Louisville Hospital.
Okay, got it. Perfect. And did you have the shots there physically, or did she have them prescribed home and then you had picked them up at a local pharmacy?
So the first four shots my family physician gave me. Mm-hmm. Then after that, he told me that I could take them at home, so that's what I did.
Okay. Which pharmacy did you go to?
My pharmacy was Hume Pharmacy. That's H-U-M-E, Hume Pharmacy.
Okay. Got it. Okay, perfect. That would be the one on Taylorsville. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Taylorsville Road.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Yes, exactly. Okay, great. Okay, and at your family provider or at Dr. Ashley's office, they are going to have the medical records showing your diagnosis. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact from you. It can be anyone. We're not able to release any information about the case to them. It's simply just in case this number does for some reason get disconnected.
Okay. Are you ready for that number?
I am.
502-579-9609.
Perfect. And whose number is that?
That would be my, could I give you my fiance's number?
The number that you just gave me, whose number? Do you want two separate numbers?
No, I thought that could be my emergency contact, my fiance. That's
yes. Number. Right. Okay. So I was just asking for his your relationship with him. So that's for your fiance. May I just have his first name?
Yes, DeAndre.
Is that going to be DeAndre?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. All right, let me go ahead and get this drafted up here for the consent forms. Then I'll go over the information with you just to make sure I have it all correct. And then it will be all set to go, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
In the meantime, Ms. Diamond, are you able to put me on the speakerphone?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so I am going to go over all of this now. You are confirming that you are indeed Ms. Diamond, and you are living at 2616 West Muhammad Ali Boulevard in Louisville, Kentucky, 40212. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And I have a date of birth here as May the 3rd of 1998 with a social of 24687-2155. Is that also correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. I just sent that over to you. You are going to be receiving a notification on either your phone, either your text messages or email. So whichever one pops in first, go ahead and click on it.
All right.
And I can walk you through the process. It's pretty simple and straightforward.
All right, let's click on that.
The first one is just confirming that that is indeed you. The next one is a security check, just making sure that email is correct. Then it'll say, please review and act these documents. At the bottom, it'll say, I agree to electronic signature. Go ahead and checkmark that box and then click continue.
All right.
And then once you get to that next page, you should see where it says select start to begin. And sometimes it just takes a minute to load. Okay, and just let me know if you were able to access the document.
Agree. Continue.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you should see the start button now.
Alrighty. Gonna hit start.
Yep. Once you click start, you're then gonna see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. Go ahead and click on that box.
Alright. Draw your signature.
Yep. You can either draw it the way you normally do, or click select style. They'll make one for you, whichever you feel more comfortable with. And once you're happy with either signature, go ahead and click at the bottom left where it says adopt and sign.
Alrighty.
Once you go ahead and click that, at that point, you can go ahead and click on the other yellow box, and you basically just tap all of those until the end where you'll then click finish.
Okay. All right, done signing.
Perfect. There is going to be a continue button, but you can actually just exit out of that. We don't need you to create the account. And if you ever did want to reference back to this document so that you know exactly who the law firm is, their contact information, it'll be in your email as well. So you'll always have that. And in a moment here, I'll also text you my direct number. So in case you ever do want to reach out for any updates, just feel free to reach out to me. And that's basically all that needs to be done now. At this point, from now until the next 4 days, someone from the law firm is going to be contacting you for an introductory phone call. Usually this phone call only takes about 5 minutes, but it is necessary for them to actually start your case and start pulling your records. So just make sure that when they do reach out, if you can't get to them right away, that's okay. Just make sure you do get back to them within a reasonable time frame so that they can start working and building evidence for you, okay?
Alrighty.
And that's basically it. Once again, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but we do look forward to giving you some justice here. Okay, Ms. Diamond?
Thank you so much, Hannah.
Yep. Yeah, you have a wonderful rest of your day and happy holidays, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.